Book 2, The Book of the Traveler of the Worlds, Canto 10, Kingdoms and Godheads of the Little Mind, pages 258 and 259. One day the face must burn out through the mask. Our ignorance is wisdom's chrysalis. Our error weds new knowledge on its way. Its darkness is a blackened knot of light. Thought dances hand in hand with nescience on the grey road that winds towards the sun. Even while her fingers fumble at the knots which bind them to their strange companionship, into the moments of their marriage strife, sometimes break flashes of the enlightening fire. Even now great thoughts are here that walk alone. Armed they have come with the infallible word in an investiture of intuitive light that is a sanction from the eyes of God. Announcers of a distant truth they flame, arriving from the rim of eternity. A fire shall come out of the infinitudes, a greater gnosis shall regard the world, crossing out of some far omniscience on lustrous seas from the still wrapped alone to illumine the deep heart of self and things. A timeless knowledge it shall bring to mind, its aim to life, to ignorance its close. Above in a high breathless stratosphere, overshadowing the dwarfish trinity, lived aspirants to a limitless beyond, captives of space walled by the limiting heavens in the unceasing circuit of the hours, yearning for the straight paths of eternity, and from their high station looked down on this world, two sun-gazed demons witnessing all that is. A power to uplift the laggard world, imperious rode a huge high-winged life-thought, unwont to tread the firm, unchanging soil. Accustomed to a blue infinity, it planed in sunlit sky and starlit air. It saw afar the unreached immortal's home and heard afar the voices of the gods. Iconoclast and shatterer of time's forts, overleaping limit and exceeding norm, it lit the thoughts that glow through the centuries and moved to acts of superhuman force. As far as its self-winged airplanes could fly, visiting the future in great brilliant raids, it reconnoitered vistas of dream fate. Apt to conceive, unable to attain, it drew its concept maps and vision plans, too large for the architecture of mortal space. Beyond in wideness, where no footing is, an imagist of bodiless ideas, impassive to the cry of life and sense, a pure thought mind surveyed the cosmic act. Archangel of a white transcending realm, it saw the world from solitary heights, luminous in a remote and empty air. End of Canto 10.